Put it into words that are peace today. How much do you love me? You know sometimes the little children, Brother Junior. Yes, they say, how much do you love me? They'll stretch their arms out as far as they can hold them. And Brother Carl, and they want to give everything they got to you.
Everything.
And tell you
that's
how
all.
Much they love you. Well, today I heard when Jesus hung on Calvary, and he stretched his arms out, and Brother Junior, and just as far as they go, whether, and what did they do? Whether somebody said he didn't let them do that to him. He did, Brother Brian.
Yes, he did.
Yes, Brother John, I had the power. He told him, I've got the power.
To
lay my life down and to take it up again. You know, if it be God's will, he could have called a legion of angels,
yes,
brother,
and
to come and get him, baby. Oh, but Brother Lon, it wasn't the plan of God that he should do that, Brother Junior. You know what, Brother Lon, if the plan of God was going to be fulfilled, Brother Fred. Yeah, Brother Roger, I want you to know, here's what he said. And for this end was I born, and for this call came I into the world, Brother Fred. Yes, Brother Keith, don't you believe that he knew what was awaiting him?
Well, sure he did.
Don't you understand, Brother Carl? The Bible said, no greater love than any man had than God. Yes, Brother Carl, that he laid down his life for his friend. And he knew in one place in the Bible, I call you not servant, but I call you my friend. And he showed him another plane. If my kingdom had been of this world, and my servants would fight. Oh, Brother Jim, his kingdom is not of this world. Brother Larry, his kingdom is within you. And you know what? I'm glad it's within me, Sister Sylvie. Because no man has power to take it but a fall. I love him, Brother Carl, more than I ever did in my life. If your love don't grow for Jesus, there's something wrong. Brother Larry, if your love don't grow for him, there's something wrong. I didn't mean to preach, Brother. Brother Larry, but I love to preach. When God blesses me today. Brother Jim, you have to try and do all these things that you can do. But after you've done all you can do and done everything you can do, then you consider yourself what, Brother Jim?
As
just an unprofitable servant. What does unprofitable mean? You didn't earn it, Brother, Brother Carl.
I've heard my dad say many a time, there's no profit in that.
That's right.
Have you ever heard that saying, Brother Junior? There's no profit in that. You know what I'm saying. Have you ever heard Brother Lester say, there's no profit in that? You've heard it too, Junior, many a time. There's no profit in that. What did they mean, Brother Junior? There was nothing to gain. And you know what? There's no profit in serving Satan in this world. Brother Carl. Oh, Brother John. There's no profit in serving him. I bet there's profit in Jesus. There's all to gain. Brother Fred. There's everything to gain in Jesus. I don't know if you're a priest, the prophet, or not about the Junior. For some reason, tonight, it's on my mind. And, oh,
Oh, what have you profited all by serving God? Oh, he's given me more than I ever dreamed I'd have. Brother Junior, he's given unto me all the things that I have. But the most precious gift that he ever gave me was his son.
Yep.
God gave me his son one day on Interstate 64. He said, I'm yours and you're mine. Oh, brother, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what have you profited?
That's right.
Brother Carl, I profited nothing of what you give in exchange for your soul at that time. Brother Larry, oh, you give it all. Today you sell it all. Brother Roger, for all they had. And you know what? But still wouldn't buy it. Brother Carl, oh, so I'm a winner. Somebody, the song sang many years ago. I remember the old Brother Agin, Brother Harm, the Casey come out of the North Carolina country. He said, that's the first time he ever heard that song. I'm a winner either way, Brother Junior. Oh, he's been gone a long time now, Brother Carl, but he's a winner. And you know what? How'd he become a winner? By being on the winning team.
Yeah.
Brother Fred, you young boys here, you may play ball so this summer. I used to coach baseball when I was younger. And the boys always liked to win. But I had to teach them how to lose too. Brother Fred, but I want to tell you something. Being on the winning team is always important. And there's a team you can be on. You're always a winner. Brother Brian, there's always profit in his house. Did you ever wonder why they call him prophet? Brother Junior, did you ever wonder that? Did you ever think about that? So they were prophesying. What were they prophesying of? The things that's come with Jesus. Did a prophet always what he said come true or not, Brother Junior?
If he's of God,
it does. Oh, a prophet is of the Lord. It's not like Gene Dixon. A prophet of the Lord is honest, Brother Fred, and he tells the truth. And you know how he gets his revelation
from God.
And Brother Roger, oh, brethren, how am I revelated to preach tonight by the power of God?
Right.
And Brother Junior, Brother Junior said something to me the other day. He said, Brother Terry, they hate me. And you know they hate you too. You remember that, Brother Junior? And who was he talking about? The world hates us, Brother Junior. They can talk about all the hate crimes they want to. But they only went to work one way, Brother Junior. Today, oh, Brother Roger, oh, they hate you for telling the truth, Sister Janet. But I want you to know, I'll stand for it till I die, Brother King. So therefore, and I ask of you to stand and help me fight the world, Brother Junior, and to stand for Jesus, because he's the only one in the end, Brother Brian, that I was going to matter anyway. I handed the little boy some coins here Wednesday night. And I told him, I said, here's just some gold dollars. But I said, I want you to know that they're not really gold. They just look like they're gold. So be careful about what shines and what looks good. I told you the truth. They're both still worth just a dollar a piece. But because they're shiny, don't make them no better. Oh! brethren, everything that shined is not gold. That's an old saying, Brother Junior, but it's the truth today. So there, everything that looks good ain't good, Brother Fred. Today, oh, why do you think the Bible said to try the Spirit and see if they be of God or not? You know, there's more than one Spirit, Brother Carl. There's a bad Spirit and there's a good Spirit. So I'm not going to take much more time. But it's felt good to be good today and be able to carry out His Word. Brother Junior, oh, you young brethren, I want you to have more zeal to go and do. And I'm not scolding you, but I'm telling you, the more zeal you put out, the more hard work you put out, the more blessings you'll get. Right. Brother Carl, Brother John, sometimes I wish we had more, Sister Belle Tackett, like we used to have. And you remember her well, don't you, Brother Fred, how she would come and be here. Brother Keith, what's become of us, Brother Larry? What have we become? We've been slothful, the servants of God, and Brother Carl. And you know what? I don't want to be slothful. I just want to praise Him. The other night, as I was at the hospital, and Sister Becky laid her hand on me, and Brother John, and stood right by with me, and I began to cry, and I began to sob, not for my pain, but for one of the brothers we lost here. And I said, I don't want nothing bad to happen, Brother Ron, to no one on this earth. I love everybody, and I don't want to see nobody in misery. But you know what? There ain't one way to stay out of misery, and that's be obedient to Christ. That's the only way I've ever found, Brother Junior, today. And I looked up, and tears were flowing out of her eyes. Brother John, she said, Brother Terry, I know that's true, and I love you. Brother Keith, brother, if you hate your neighbor, today you can't love God.
Right.
Brother Carl, the Bible says, and I'm taking too much time, the Bible says, if you see your brother in need, brother, and close up your bowel of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you?
Right.
That's what it said, brother. I didn't write it, Brother Fred. Oh, so therefore, let's love one another, Sister Sylvie. You agree or not with them, it's not important. You can still pray for them. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, I'd go see my worst enemy if I thought I could help him. Brother Lon, have you got any enemies, Brother Lon? Oh, yes, you do. And sometimes you don't know who they are, Brother, you don't understand them. But I've told you many times, one of the greatest friends I ever had in my life is dead and gone, Brother Fred, my old mamma, and she's dead and gone. But every day of my life, I think of the words she told me, Brother Kim. Brother Junior, I loved her, and I want you to know that she was an inspiration to me. Are we supposed to be inspiring people today, Brother John? Are we supposed to be inspiring people today, Sister Sylvia? I told them here Wednesday night, I told them Wednesday night, I said, today, everything you do here as a member has a reflection on this church.
Absolutely.
Brother Carl, today, oh, And sometimes I go look in the mirror and I don't like who I see. Somebody said, what happened to him? Oh yeah, he's got gray-headed, yeah. And he's got a little older. But sometimes I say, you scoundrel, you. Where you ought to be. What you ought to do then? I said, Brother Terry, you do too much. No. How can you do too much?
Yeah.
When Christ gave everything he had.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to figure out, Brother Carl. And I know sometimes a brother say he requires a reasonable servant. But Larry and I love you.
Yeah.
And then, oh, brother. But did Christ go beyond the call? And then, he done it all. But he didn't go on down the call of what God sent him for. He finished it all, brother. You know. So therefore, let's march on in the old time way. I don't mean regular Baptist. I mean Jesus and Mother Carl. Oh, honey, how much I love you. A word should never change that. If I die first and you remain, just wait a little while longer and we'll be come together again. Not as husband and wife, but as children of the King. And that'll be more important anyway, Brother Fred. Oh, don't worry about what all you'll know there today. Just know you'll be a part of the great kingdom, Brother Carl, and it'll be worth everything. To you two people I love so dear, don't worry about knowing Mom or Dad. And I'm not arguing with you or nothing like that. But just be know if you made it there, you'll be part of the greatest thing that ever happened. Oh, I quit arguing about trivial things. That don't amount to nothing anyway, Brother John. Today, I know something today. It'd be my natural desire. I don't want to see Rita again. But I've had two wives. And you know what? And I loved Judy when she was my wife, Brother Alon. But she's dead and gone. And my son Joshua is dead and gone. And the little baby she had in her when she died is dead and gone, Brother Alon. Today. Oh, so if I have a greater desire, which one should I greater desire to see? Rita or Judy? And answer that for me, would you please? I can't answer that. I don't know how you answer that. But I'll tell you my greatest desire is to see Jesus today. Oh, but a greater desire than that is to go beyond Him and see the Father. Lord, Brother Jim, it's good to be alive today and that we can praise Him.
Yes.
I love you, and I mean no disrespect for that. But which one should I look for, Brother John?
Jesus.
And today, I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where it falls on your ears or not, but that's the way it is. Oh, Brother Junior, all we're required is to preach the truth.
Yeah.
Today,
the
and let it go where it goes. And here's what God said about it. Brother Carl, Lord, I feel good tonight.
Amen.
Brother John, I want you to know, Brother Fred, let the chips fall where they may.
Yes.
So to speak, Brother Carl. Oh, Brother Jim, but I want you to understand, when I preach the word, and when you preach the word, Brother Keith and Brother Jim and Brother Junior, I want you to know it'll go out where God will please it to send it.
Yeah.
Because it will not return unto Him a void. Brother John, oh, Brother Junior, I preached all these years, and sometimes I wondered, have I accomplished anything?
Yeah.
And you know what? Then there'll be somebody say, Brother Terry, I listened to you when I was a little bitty boy.
Yeah.
And now I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
and probably because of the words you spoke. And Brother Carl, oh! And this old man will begin to rev himself, Brother Junior,
yeah,
and say, look what I've done. And you know what I'll say then? Oh, Satan, get behind me.
Yeah.
Get behind me. And then I say, God, thank you for the words that I had and give to them. And sometime, Brother Keith, and I know we're supposed to leave here in a little while, but I want you to know. And one little boy said, Brother Terry, I listened to you just sang that one song. And it got me to thinking, Brother Junior, oh, Brother Carl, and you sang with the same spirit that you preach with. Brother Junior, and there's words in these psalm books here. I wonder why they called it amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing grace.
Amazing.
I wonder why they called it amazing.
Yeah.
You ever think
amazing
about it, Brother Junior?
Amazing.
I know you know about it, Brother John. And today, oh, Brother Roger, I wish I could explain to you how I feel right now.
Yeah,
I wish I could tell you what it's like to be able to preach with
you.
I don't have to tell you, you know. But you don't have no idea. You've been there, Brother Carl. Oh, you don't understand, Brother Junior, how it just comes and comes and goes. They just don't understand. Here's what it is. I told them sometime, Brother Junior, a while ago, or maybe my friend today, a lot of them come just like little birds in the net, and with their mouth open waiting for someone to carry, drop the worm in there, or whatever.
Amen.
Oh, but church, I want to ask you to pray that God would bless this church.
Yes,
bless the preachers here.
Yes.
That they may come and feed. Why do you want them to feed? Because he told Peter three times.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Junior, I can't hardly quit.
Yeah, right.
And you know what he said, Brother Carl? He said, first of all, Peter, lovest thou me? And, oh, yea, Lord, I love thee.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said was, feed my lamb.
Feed my lamb.
Is that right or wrong, Brother John?
That's it.
I didn't write the book, Brother John. Oh, Peter, I said, you know I love you, Lord. All right then, Peter, feed my sheep then.
Feed my sheep.
Are you sure, Peter, you love me?
Yeah.
In a matter of speaking.
Today.
Oh, Peter got perturbed and said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Peter must have been slothful or not, Brother Junior.
Yeah.
He was, I'm telling you right now. Today. Then feed my sheep, brethren. Today. Oh, Brother Lon, I'd hope to think, I wouldn't want to think that I went through this world and my preaching never fed nobody.
Amen.
I'd just give up and quit, Brother
yeah.
Carl. That's
right.
What I'd do, yeah. Brother John. Oh, I'd hate to think that. And I'm going to tell you something else, Brother Lon. Every preacher's been called has a knowledge of where they've ever preached or not.
Amen.
Whether they like it or not, Brother John.
Amen.
It's the truth anyway. So I'm going to try to bring my remarks to a close. So anything that's not a prophet, please get rid of it, Brother, today. Oh, Brother, when I've got an old car and she wears out, what do I do with her now? I get rid of her because why? She's no prophet no more.
Yeah.
Brother Brian, he has a business. And if he has a truck that breaks down 8 or 10 times, what good is it to you, Brother Brian? I give it back to whoever wanted. What are you going to do with it, Brother Junior? Oh, but there's prophet in the Lord, brother.
Amen.
It can't be measured by money, Brother
no.
Junior. There's prophet in the Lord.
Right.
So my sermon tonight is about prophet. Why would you profit if you lose your whole soul and gain the world today? Oh, Brother Larry, oh, today, I'm want you to know His hand is still open to you. His arms are ever open to hug you. And His eyes are always ever open to you. And His ears are listening to your call. Brother Jim, I want you to know every cry has come before Him. He knows all about it. You don't have to worry about it. And maybe every night, honey, I should only get 4 hours of sleep. And maybe I preach like this. I don't know about that. But you know what, Brother John? I want you to know that God wants you to have a good life while you're here. So enjoy your life, Trina, because it's soon going to, you're a pretty young girl, but it ain't going to be long. I'm not talking about Sister Sylvie or anything, but it ain't going to be long. You're going to look like Sissy does, and you may not believe that, but it's true anyway. Not that she's bad looking or anything like that, but I'll tell you one thing today. Age takes its toll. I'm trying to make a point here.
Amen.
Paul said like this, I must decrease.
Right.
But you must increase. And today, oh, but you know David had lost a lot of things. But you know what? The one thing that he lost, Brother Junior, that disturbed him the most, what was it? The joy of his salvation.
Yeah, right.
And I want to ask you a question. How does it really say that? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And not his salvation. That's misquoted so bad, my friend. Today, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Whose salvation was it, Brother Junior? It belonged to the Lord. And today, he didn't say he lost his salvation. But the joy thereof, Brother Carl. Have you ever lost the joy of your salvation?
Sure.
You want to tell you how you lost it? By your disobedience.
Disobedience.
That's how you lost it, by your disobedience. So today, my sermon tonight has been, what profit you?
That's good.
What profits you? What profits you? Now this sermon, I didn't make up, brother. I don't make up my sermons. I let God lead me the way He wants me to go. And Brother Junior's tried to explain to Brother Jim and Brother Keith, you can have it explained to you all your life and get good advice. But as you fall into that comfort zone, you don't know nothing about it. When you get in, Brother Junior calls it a comfort zone. He's the only one I've ever heard call it that. But when you get into that zone, I can remember my dad saying, it's like being on a good saddle horse or a rocking horse.
He said, it starts smooth out.
He's trotting around. All of a sudden, when he gets in that gate, Brother Junior,
you
sit there in the saddle and enjoy it. Right, Brother Carl, you know what I'm talking about.
That's all you can say.
It's just as smooth as riding on a cloud. Is that right, Brother Carl?
Yes, it is.
That horse never misses a beat.
That's right.
Everything's right in perfect time.
Just
as smooth as it can be.
That's
like preaching, Brother Junior. When you get in the right gate, you're all right.
Yeah.
But you get in that one where you're just up and down, and it happens to you. It'll happen to you, preacher, brother. Let me tell you. You'll go up and you'll come down. Go up and you'll come down. Oh, when you get in the gate, oh, the smoothness and gladness.
Uh-huh.
Just moves right along. It's almost, you just can't tell it, Brother Jim. You can't tell it. You can't tell it. So today, what have I profited by being a Christian today? What have you profited by being a Christian? The greatest thing I profited many things. God gave me many things to enjoy in this life, Brother Junior. But the one thing that I profited all was my soul. I gained it all through my soul. He's let me have a good living, Brother John. Always been financially stable. And have all the things that I've had, Brother Larry, and a few brethren and sisters helped me along the way. Maybe it was just a handshake.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
Just with a handshake.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
maybe not with a $10 bill.
Just say I love you.
I like that too, because it helps me buy me some gas or whatever. Right. Brother Junior likes that. Everybody needs that. But every now and then, a handshake means more than a $10 bill. That's hard for people to understand, brother friend. But it's true. It's true. Why is it true?
It is true.
Because it comes from their heart. That's why it's true. That's why it's true. Listen, folks, today. Why do you think he said, "Go give me the gold that's been tried for her, Brother Junior"? What does fire do to gold? It burns out the impurities of it.
Burns out the draw.
Burns out the impurities.
It sure does.
You think Jesus didn't burn it out of me?
Amen.
He did, Brother Junior.
Amen.
Why did he say, "What kind of fire is he, Brother Junior"?
Yes.
What does a consumed do? Needs to take it over, don't it?
Oh,
but yeah, listen here. Let's go back a little bit more and they say, "Well, Moses saw a bush." Moses saw. Now, here you how you get in trouble with context things. Moses saw a bush and it was burning. But what happened to it?
It wasn't
consumed. Why was it consumed? Who was that bush, brother? Who was the bush? There you go. Who was the bush? But he's a consuming fire. He burned out all the sin in me. Took it away.
Amen.
Took it away.
Purged it.
He throwed it. How'd he purge me for? You purge something, there's nothing else in it.
Purified.
I heard a man do the other day, he was an aircraft pilot. And he bought the carburetor or a thing to the man. And that one of the generals brought it into him. He said, "Has this been purged?" "Why, yes, it's been purged. I promise you it has."